Julianne Couch is the author of Traveling the Power Line, a book about the many energy sources we tap into for our power needs, from oil and gas to wind to solar and uranium. Couch teaches at the University of Wyoming remotely and has also written Jukeboxes and Jackalopes, A Wyoming Bar Journey, and Waking Up Western Collected Essays. She now lives in Iowa, but stopped by the studio to talk to Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Joroff about her new book.
I was trying to do something that most people don't do, but I think most consumers out there need, and that is someone to help them unravel all of the various advocacy messages that are out there arguing for and against just about everything related to energy.
Mm-hmm. And you start off each chapter with a very diary-esque breakdown of the weather, brief synopsis of what's going on in your own household. Why did you decide to personalize the narrative in that way?
Well, a few reasons. First of all, I was thinking of myself in kind of grand terms as writing an exploration narrative. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd make it kind of a diary of my home base as I forayed out into the world. But also, I really wanted to make the point that Wyoming is so steeped in the conversation about energy that it was a revelation to me to get out into the world and realize that wasn't the case everywhere. But here it affects everything about the way we live in our state. And it's so ever present that you almost don't notice the conversation after a while.
Yeah, and so the book is very localized. I mean, as someone who also lives in Laramie, mm-hmm. it was very much a Wyoming Laramie book. Mm-hmm. How did that change how you approached other areas of the country?
It allowed me to go into each conversation with some degree of feeling like I had – feeling confident a little bit about my knowledge base, but able to go to someone like in Maine, for example, where they have coastal, you know, wave power and say – I don't live on the ocean. I can tell you some things about natural gas and wind, but, you know, I know basically about power consumption and production, but I know nothing about this. The differences between what we do here with public lands and what they do in places like that with private lands, at least it gave me a starting point against which to compare how things were happening in other places around the country.
You bring up Maine. The book is very much a journey. You're always kind of on the move. So you're traveling to power plants, production sites, research facilities. What did you want to convey with all the movement that the book has?
I wanted to convey that getting the basic knowledge I think that we all need as consumers is not easy. You can turn on your television and radio and hear an advocacy announcement for oil and gas or so on and so forth. And it's very easy just to say, okay, well, you know, given what I already believe about the world in certain ways, I'm going to select this message as being accurate or that message as being accurate. To understand what's, you know, the basics of our industrial economy, though, and to develop informed opinions based on personal firsthand knowledge takes work. I might be wrong, but I'm not sure anybody else has done what I've done, mm-hmm. you know, gone to places at 9 different types of places. But I really felt I had to do that to understand and to think more carefully about what I'm hearing. You know, the book is really as much about how power is made as understanding what to think about how power is made.
It's a very even-keeled book, but you do give hints of sort of your own perspective and how power should be used and mm-hmm. perhaps approached. So what did researching the book do for you? I mean, what did it change your mind about anything? Or
unfortunately, it complicated things even more for me than it already was. I became an even greater believer in the importance of conservation of energy, for one thing. Mm-hmm. I became heartened in the last few years since I've written the book to read about how our nation's consumption has dropped several percentage points, which is good. I became convinced of the possibility of renewals really becoming a player in the national portfolio. What started off just seeming like, oh yeah, there's a wind farm over there and it's just going to make people feel good, that states are really, really ramping up their renewable energy regulations over the next 10 years. And it's really going to become important. You know, I've gone back and forth about nuclear. You know, it's funny, they were the most, that was the easiest place for me to get into as a journalist.
That's not expected.
No, it was not expected. And I think the reason is they were most interested in having the chance to have their message get out there.
And so it was a PR effort on their.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Because, and then the hardest place to get into was the solar plant.
So why do you think that is?
They were very reluctant and concerned about what I was going to say. They wanted to know what I was going to say, what my views were about solar power before they let me in the door. And many places would not let me in at all. I finally found somebody who would give me a tour in Boulder City, Nevada, for which I was grateful. But it was just unexpected and surprising how I was greeted and, at each of those places and how much time people spent with me. The natural gas people spent a whole day with me. Other people were like, walk around. Nobody's really here to help you, but there's a plaque on the wall you can read. And so you really had to dig. And so what I've done is something that I don't think the average person would do. So making it engaging and personal, to a long answer to a short question, is my way to make people relate to what I had to go through to do this, and hopefully save them some gas miles for the drive, but get the information.
Was there anything you ended up leaving out of the book just because you couldn't get access or for any other reason?
No. I got to all the places that create power that I wanted to get. One thing I really wanted to be able to do but just could never figure it out because I don't think it exists, I wanted to sit in a control room like this and see how the decisions are made to send power to different places as the need over just any day ebbs and flows. There really isn't a room like that, but I wanted there to be. We have a power grid that's, east and west, and there are places where someone's saying, she turned on an air conditioner in Philly, spin another windmill. Mm-hmm. There really are places like that.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't find a way to have that experience, but I think that would be pretty cool.
So maybe your next book should be about distribution of power.
Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, sure.
Julianne Couch is the author of Traveling the Power Line, out from University of Nebraska Press. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.